the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. The Lakeshore will see sloppy conditions for the next day or two as spring is coming in oh so slowly. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. The forecast over the next couple of days, calling quite a bit of precipitation, rain, snow, and sleet is all part of it.
There are a number of problems that could occur as a result of flooding, including the contamination of private water wells. The Ottawa County Health Department advises residents with wells to test the water frequently, and if there's a flood, refrain from using the water.
The importance of maintaining properly functioning wells and septic systems, and how if there is a problem with any of those systems, how contaminants can leak into our ground and then affect our drinking water. To test water, we do offer water testing kits at the Ottawa County Department of Public Health.
People using municipal or community water supplies don't need to worry unless there's a public announcement. Testing kits are available at the Holland location on James Street or call 396-5266. Or you can go to the website myottawa.org/land evaluation. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Solving the safety problem along M40 out of Holland towards Allegan isn't going to come easy. Two high-profile fatal winter accidents in the past 8 years involving vehicles that skidded under the trailers of semis pulling out of the Tulip City truck stop south of I-196 has led some to clamor for something to be done. State transportation officials say that, according to their traffic surveys, a signal isn't warranted for that area. Pete Pfeiffer of MDOT's Kalamazoo office went over details of a recent in-depth department study with Holland City Council members last night that included building two 200-foot-wide roundabouts to slow down motorists averaging over the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit on that stretch of highway while allowing truckers to pull out of the truck stop. First Ward Councilman Mike Duthuy admitted he's no traffic engineer, but as an average motorist, he's skeptical about the feasibility of these roundabouts.
Safety, obviously, is the very first and foremost thing that has to be done. But there's got to be a balance someplace, and I'm just not convinced that these roundabouts are going to be the balance.
The plans are tentative at this point, as there is no funding or full-scale engineering in place right now. Still snow on the ground in the Tulip City, so will the tulips be up for tulip time?
Tulip time begins on May 3rd this year, runs through the 10th. Ad Vandenacker, the general manager at Windmill Allen, says he's not worried.
If we get a stretch of some 70-degree weather, you will be amazed how quick tulips will grow.
He says with 5 weeks to go, a little moderate weather, they should shoot right up. He says 2 years ago they had the opposite problem.
When we have, that warm weather in February, and then you get a stem festival. Well, this year I can predict we're not going to get a stem festival.
He says right now it all depends on the weather in April. I'm John McNeil reporting.
Of course, nobody said anything about a bud festival. Add Michigan to the list of states petitioning Capitol Hill to call for something rare. A joint resolution co-sponsored by Majority Floor Leader Arlen Meekoff of West Olive was approved yesterday by the state legislature. The resolution officially petitions Congress to call the Constitutional Convention for a federal balanced budget amendment. It would require an annual federal budget in which spending doesn't exceed existing revenues. 22 states have already approved the amendment. If adopted by 12 more states, then Congress would be mandated to call such a convention. Lawton's Tonya Shoemaker supported her fellow Holland area Republican Meekoff's resolution.
When our country has a $17 trillion deficit, that really concerns me because we're passing on an enormous burden to our children and our grandchildren.
Well, in the House, Saugatuck Republican Bob Janetsky was one of the resolution's more outspoken supporters.
It frustrates me why we all can't at least agree that a balanced budget is a responsible thing to do. If you can't agree on that, I guess I just worry. And what it is, it's a matter of priorities.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is raising a lot of money for the Republican Party, also raising speculation she might be a candidate. Rice headlined the National Republican Congressional Committee's annual fundraising dinner last night, her third such big fundraising speech in the past 3 weeks. The high-profile activity is getting some GOP players excited about a possible candidacy. A woman had earlier this month admitted looking forward to the day that the nation elects a female president. People who have worked with the Madam Secretary in the George Bush administration say she's just helping the Republican cause, as she's done for years. Rice explained to Zealand Congressman Bill Heising and others in the audience why she was hesitant to jump into the political shark tank right now.
She enjoys picking up the newspaper reading about a situation and going, huh, that's very interesting, and moving along to the rest of her day rather than worrying about all the details of what's in the news that particular day.
Heising added that former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who failed in a 2012 presidential effort, sounded at that dinner as a man who wanted to have another crack at the White House in 2016. The West is lending a financial helping hand to the Ukraine, but if Fred Upton has his way, a more meaningful message that Eastern European nation and its bullying neighbor could be sent from Washington. The International Monetary Fund announced that it reached a standby agreement for economic reform. The more than $14 billion deal can unlock credits to reach nearly $30 billion over the next 2 years. However, what could really help the Ukraine out, while trumping the energy card that Russia has over it and other former Soviet satellite nations, is freeing up American exports of liquid natural gas that currently goes unhampered by bureaucratic red tape to free trade agreement partners, according to Upton.
We changed that standard to a World Trade Organization trading partner, which includes much of Eastern Europe. We can more rapidly send the signal to the Russians that we're ready to sell, to export, supplies of LNG to our friends in Eastern Europe.
The House Energy and Power Subcommittee, which is a subcommittee under the Energy and Commerce Committee that Upton chairs, took testimony on the Domestic Prosperity and Global Freedom Act on Tuesday. The NCAA basketball tournament isn't called March Madness for nothing, and that madness extends beyond the court. The excitement at the venues is matched only by the plethora of office brackets nationwide, as people with little or no interest in college hoops during the regular season suddenly seek to become experts at picking who will reach the Final Four. Warren Buffett's billion-dollar challenge for a perfect bracket amounts to less than a tenth of what some observers say is the amount of money that's bet on March Madness annually. All of this just exacerbates the growing problem of gambling addiction. According to Howland Hospital's behavioral health psychologist, Mark Bombera.
Now, there's some people who can do it, and it's just a fun little recreational thing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people, if you look around in your offices, in the places where you frequent, that are it's more than just a recreational thing.
The official NCAA stance is opposed to office brackets, saying that any form of gambling on collegiate sports, quote, threatens the well-being of student-athletes and the integrity of the game, end quote. NHL action tonight finds the Red Wings hosting Montreal. Gustav Nyquist scored twice in Detroit's 4-2 loss at Columbus on Tuesday evening.
We just got to keep fighting here. There's 10 games left, I think, and we'll find a way here.
Broadcast time with Ken Cal and Paul Woods from Joe Louis Arena on 1450 WHTC is at 6:40 p.m. In Boston tonight, the Chicago Blackhawks take on the Bruins. Deion Waiters' right baseline jumper as time expired enabled visiting Cleveland edge to Pistons last night 97-96.
I knew it was good when I let it go because I was comfortable when he let me get to my pad and move almost. So, you know, it was up to me just to make a shot.
Detroit is home to King LeBron James and his patented moves with the Miami Heat at the Palace tomorrow evening. Exhibition baseball yesterday saw the Tigers playing Philadelphia 1-0. The Cubs fall to Arizona 14-4. And the White Sox top Cincinnati 9-5. Now this afternoon, the Tigers play Atlanta. Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC is at 1 p.m. And the Cubs meet the White Sox. Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a mix of rain and snow this afternoon with a high of 43. Windy with rain tonight and steady temperatures in the low 40s. Rain and snow showers in the morning and then cloudy skies throughout the rest of Friday. And steady to slowly falling temperatures from the low 40s. For the weekend, Saturday, times of sun and clouds, high of 40. And Sunday, partly cloudy skies, high 54. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station.